This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Lavin. We're up to Yud Beis. Vimhu machzik b'machlekes ha'yidei sipuroi. If your speaking of Lashon Hara is maintaining some kind of dispute, you're bad-mouthing a guy because you're prolonging a fight, a quarrel, then there's another lav that you're over. Over on the lav, to lo yia kekarach v'chada, so you're over on the lav, not to be like Kairach and his community. Shu as hara, it's a warning. Shaloi lahachzik b'machlokes k'disa b'sanhedrin, not to preserve a fight. In the Berimayim Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim says this lav is applicable whether you're speaking lashon hara, whether you're speaking rechilos, whether it's emes, whether it's sheker, whether the guy's there or not, and to the speaker. And even the Mekabel, you could say it's Shayach, because if he would have said, you know, like showed a face that he's not interested in listening, then maybe it would have put the matter to rest. Okay, Yud Gimel. Pa'amim harbe matzoi oid lav echad. Very often, there's another lav. V'hu lefi masher regilin harbe pa'amim levazes l'chaveray, b'masav harishaynim. Where it's very frequent many times to disparage your friend with his original actions. Let's say you say about that guy, hey, you see that guy giving the share over there, you know what he used to do, you know who he used to be, or you badmouth his family, or you say, oh, you see that rabbi, he doesn't really know too much, or in his career, any person in their capacity that you say to them words, Asher yachisuhu v'yavhiluhu. If you tell somebody something that gets them angry and agitated, v'lo yuchal he'ozer mehem, and he can't really defend himself from it, afilum hoya davar beino lebein atzmai, even if it would be just between you and your friend, over alav d'lo yisoynu ishas amisar, you're over the lav, do not afflict, do not insult your friend. There's a lav in the Torah of oinoas devarim. You cannot say something to somebody that hurts their feelings. So right now we're not even speaking about lashon hara, just between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is not allowed to tell Shimon, Shimon, I don't understand. You're a mechanic. You don't even know how to turn in a screw. Or he says, Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, you're a rabbi. You don't even know Sif Aleph of Siman Aleph of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You can't even read the Sif. Kedeisu ba metzia. So v'kav v'chomerim hayezeh b'fnei anoshim. All the more so if you say something to someone in front of other people that hurt their feelings. So, if you were to speak lashon hara about someone in their presence and in front of others, so now, not only are you speaking lashon hara, you're also violating oinoas dvarim. V'nimsa l'fiza shahamagan al chaveroi. If you disparage your friend, bein beruchilas ubein b'lashon hara, whether you're tattling on him, in other words, you're saying to Shimon, Shimon, do you know what you know the bad things that Reuven is saying about you or doing to you, and this is derogatory information about Reuven. Or ubein b'lashon hara, you're just straight out telling Shimon derogatory information about Reuven. Bifanav, in Reuven's presence, uvifnei acherim, and in the presence of others. Melvad sheyesh alav lav lashon hara rechilos, aside from violating the lav of lashon hara rechilos, k'may shekasavnu le'el, like we wrote earlier, oiver gam kein b'lav zeh. You are oiver on this lav. You know, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches says there's a lav in the Torah, Lahoinois le'echad mi Yisrael b'dvarim, to cause pain to another Jew with words. Words that are yachivuhu v'yitzaruhu, whether they cause pain or tsar. By the way, even if the person is related to you, this lav still applies. You hear this chiddush? Just because someone is related to you, that doesn't exempt you from the lav of oinoas devarim. And then the Sefer HaChinuch says, V'kama malkois b'li rutsua shalegel. There are many lashes without the strap from a cow. That the Almighty has in His capacity to enforce this lav. In other words, even though it's what we call a lav she'ein bo masa, kama malkois beli ritzua shel egal yeshalze biad ha'adoin hametzave yisparach v'yisale. So that's lav yud gimel. Thank you everyone for joining. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.